بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. There are two qualities that if a believer has these qualities, then Allah Ta'ala will bless him immensely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with his favors and honor. The first quality is appreciation, and the second quality is respect. Shukr and respect. If there's no appreciation, then there'll obviously be no respect. There has to be recognition, then appreciation, and then that follows with respect. Allah ta'ala, through his infinite wisdom, has granted respect to certain places, certain periods of time, certain people from his creation, from man, and to certain things. That is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has honored certain periods of time, places, people, and things. It is for us to respect, to appreciate, and to respect, and so we will benefit tremendously. One of the great places that deserves our appreciation and respect is the masjid and all the masajid of the world. The position of the masjid has been emphasized over and again. However, since recent times, advent of technology, etc., we find that there has been great amount of disrespect shown to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore there is a need to make tazkir, to make mudhakara, to remind ourselves and to revise the lesson of appreciation and respect for these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Majeed tells us, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you show appreciation, I will increase my favor upon you, and if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is very painful. It should not happen that we show disrespect and we don't show appreciation, we are ungrateful for these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which exhibits in our actions, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away these favors and bounties from us. Allah ta'ala's houses on earth are the masajid. Allah will build a palace for him in Jannah. That shows the love and attachment Allah ta'ala has for the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the most beloved places, most sanctified places, the greatest places in the world. Allah Ta'ala wants us to honor and to respect these places because they are exclusively for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلْ يَتَعَاهَدُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When you see a person frequenting the masjid or maintaining the masjid, then you can give testimony and shahada that this person is a man of iman. What a great reward. Just the fact that this person is attached to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a sign of his iman. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, the masajid of Allah are only to be frequented or maintained by those who believe in Allah on the last day and establish salah and give zakat and do not fear except Allah, for it is expected that those will be of the rightly guided. And on the other hand, there are severe warnings and admonishments recorded in the Quran Majeed and the Hadith for those who prevent people from attending the masjid and are instrumental in the destruction of the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who are more unjust than those who prevent the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being mentioned in his masajid and strive towards their destruction. In proportion to the greatness of a place, laws and etiquettes have been prescribed in the Shariat. To the extent that one upholds the laws and etiquettes, Allah Ta'ala allows him to benefit and bestows him with divine grace and divine blessings. That is why there are abundant teachings explained in the Hadith regarding the rights of the masjid and the manner in which they should be upheld. There are many sunnats and adab that are mentioned in the Hadith for one to be able to fulfill the rights of the masjid. I like the statement that if you show respect, then you will gain respect. And if you show disregard, you will be disregarded. Powerful words, and experience has shown how true these words are. If you show respect, you will gain respect. And if you show disregard, then you will be disregarded. We have seen this glaring example in the lives of students with their ustads. Those that showed respect to their ustads and their asatiza, Allah Ta'ala gave them respect. And those that showed disregard, then their names are not even taken, people don't have respect for them. And for ansahum anfusahum, they even forgot their own selves, who they were. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us. The more we show respect to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and Majid, the men of deen, the people of haq, Makkah, Medina, as Al-Mufti Sahab was explaining, that people are going for Umrah, alhamdulillah, they're going multiple times also. But we have to see whether we are upholding the respect and the adab of that place and the time that we are spending there. How we are spending our time and how we are behaving in those places. That's a very important aspect. If a person shows a slight amount of disrespect, then instead of gaining, he will lose. And he gives the example, he says a person went to Medina Sharif and he just made the statement. He said, the yogurt in my place, in my country, is better than the yogurt here in Medina. He just made a statement that the yogurt in my place, in my country, is better than the yogurt that is here in Medina. In a dream, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, the yogurt in your place is better than the yogurt in my city. So then. Go there. So slight amount of disrespect and a person is deprived. So it shouldn't happen that instead of coming closer to Allah Ta'ala in the house of Allah, we come here and we become distant from Allah. So there are certain etiquettes, inshallah, over the next 2 days, we'll explain some of the etiquettes. The first etiquette is that we should at least, when coming to the masjid, dress appropriately when coming to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala says, O children of Adam alayhi salam, take your adornment at the time of performing salah in the masjid. So how should a person dress? The sunnah dressing. No tight-fitting clothing. No clothing that is emblazoned with pictures or with bold writing that will be a source of distraction. The color of the clothing also should be an appropriate color, preferably white or other colors, but not colors that are not permissible for men to wear. Very, very bright pink. I don't know why men are starting to wear pink. But this is not the color that is associated with a man. The pink color, red, neon colors. So a person should wear the general colors or should wear white clothing, come to the masjid. Ensure that our pants is above the ankles. The lower garment, whether it's a kurta, whether it's a pants, must be above the ankles. And make sure that the pants is such that when we go into ruku or sajda, then it doesn't happen that the person's back is showing. When he's going into ruku, he's going into sajda, his t-shirt is lifting up, and then his back is showing while in ruku and while in sajda. Also, short sleeves. In the Hanafi mazhab, for a person to wear short sleeves is makruh tanzihi. It is disliked. For a person to gain maximum, then we should make sure we wear long sleeves and come to the masjid. Furthermore, cover the heads. The sunnat of the topi is an emphasized great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to wear a topi on our head. So these are few etiquettes that we can keep in mind. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow.